I'm Michelle Pentecost, and I'm a physician anthropologist. I currently work at King's College London, but I'm also affiliated to the University of Cape Town.
I'm Werna Gerber. I'm a speech, language, and hearing therapist at Stellenbosch University. I also did a PhD in philosophy at that university, and I work in both disciplines.
Hi, I'm Megan Wainwright. I'm a medical anthropologist, and at the time of doing this work, I was a postdoc in Cape Town, and I now work at a mental health research institute in Canada.
Hi, I'm Thomas Cousins. I'm a social anthropologist at the University of Oxford, and I've been working at Stellenbosch University for the last 5 years as a medical anthropologist.
Yeah, so the group of us met each other at a workshop in South Africa that focused on the critical health humanities and was organized by Chris Colvin from UCT. At that workshop, we discovered that we all have an interest in pedagogy and the education of health professionals to also include the human and the social sciences.
And after the workshop, we applied for funding to hold a workshop on the topic of this paper at the Broscher Foundation in Switzerland, which we were successful with. So many of the ideas in this paper emerged through conversations with colleagues at that workshop.
So in this paper, we make a case for the humanization and decolonization of health sciences curricula in South Africa, using integration as our guiding framework. And we propose four critical orientations for integrating humanities into the health sciences.
So the first one is challenging knowledge hierarchies. And what we're calling for is a curriculum that includes previously marginalized sources of knowledge. And we draw a parallel between the marginalization of qualitative knowledge and the marginalization of African knowledge or knowledge from the South.
The second critical orientation is about the image of the health professional and how it's important for health professionals to not only think of themselves as scientists, but also as healers, and how a critical view of the knowledge and the methods of both the sciences and also the humanities are critical in fulfilling that role.
The third critical orientation is the cultivation of a social ethic, by which we mean students need to have a critical understanding of the history and social context in which they work, particularly around issues of inclusion, access, and social justice.
And the fourth critical orientation is a focus on relatedness, or valuing relationships and valuing experience. But together, we think these four elements constitute an integrated approach for a humanized and decolonized health sciences pedagogy.